Mary. Mary, stop eating. We started the pod.
I'm eating a sweet, you eat.
Well, you shouldn't eat the sweet. That's bad recording technology thingy. People don't like listening to people chew.
I know, and I'm going to suck in everything.
You're not meant to turn this into a sexual podcast. There's listeners.
It's not a sexual podcast. I'm eating a milk bottle.
How's it feel to have replaced Dunk? Dunk's gone.
Mm-hmm.
20 and go, Dunk's out. 2024, Dunk's gone.
Well, you know.
Mary's taken over.
Onwards and upwards is going to go because I'm on it now.
I mean, Dunk already had a terrible Christmas where his mum didn't even want to be with him.
Aww.
And now you've just replaced him on the podcast.
He can be the guest sometimes.
He can be the guest sometimes. Okay, we're recording today because Joe, friend of the pod, has attempted the quiz, the Christmas quiz. And Duncan very badly got 7 out of 25. 7 out of 25.
That's not good.
So Mary, Miss Christmas herself, thinks she can beat both Joe and Duncan, and they're measly 7. She's feeling cocky and confident.
Just a little. We'll see if it works.
But she doesn't know how hard the questions are. So you need your phone to make notes of your questions, your answers.
What?
You need your phone to make notes.
Really?
Yep. Oh, you've got 20 minutes.
What?
The podcast is 20 minutes long. You ain't got long.
Okay.
You got to get your shit together. Come on. Gosh, Duncan wasn't this unprofessional.
I'm ready.
Duncan had his shit together.
I didn't realise I had to do
work. Fucking hell, Dunk, you can come back on the pod. She's fucking terrible.
How mean?
Are you ready for question one?
Yeah.
We're doing this on New Year's Day as well, so it's really weird doing a Christmas quiz on New Year's Day. But Mary celebrates Christmas in her head every day.
Of course I do.
You might need to come closer to the laptop, because sound-wise, they can't hear you, and you're being a bit shy. Usually Mary's very noisy and loud, but because we're recording, she's gone all quiet. That noise you hear is her slapping me and hitting me. Just so you know.
No, it's not. I'm giving in kisses.
I'm in an abusive relationship. Question one. Are you ready?
Yeah, I have to write one, don't I?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, go.
Yes, you write one. Astronauts broadcast which Christmas song from space in 1965?
Jingle Bells.
She seems to know it. She seems cocky and confident.
Oh.
She's
going
with Jingle Bells. Number two. Why Jingle Bells, by the way? Why do you think that?
I've heard it was on one of the Disney movies. Not Disney, Christmas movies.
You sure it wasn't on our podcast?
I haven't listened to your podcast.
Question number two. Doing which Christmas activity sends roughly 14,700 Americans to A&E every year?
Christmas lights.
Okay, write that down. She's feeling confident.
Or decorations, should I put? Decorations.
Whatever you want to put. You are feeling extremely confident.
You said activity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Question number three.
Yep.
Mistletoe.
Yep.
Literally translates from Anglo-Saxon as what on a stick?
Oh.
She's stumped.
I do know this.
Took till question three to have her stumped.
Okay. Mistletoe.
What's that terrible Christmas song about mistletoe? Mistletoe and wine.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
No, it's not, it's quite a good song, actually.
It's terrible. Dead air, by the way. You have to talk.
I know, that's sorry. The point of I'm the thinking, podcast. I think it's something to do with love, but I can't remember. Kisses and love. Love. Love.
Is love that what you're
green. Yeah, I don't know. Love. Okay. That was hard.
Question four. Which country has donated a Christmas tree to the people of Duncan's Land, Scotland, every year since 1949?
I want to say Norway.
Okay, if you want to say Norway, but you say Norway.
I've got a feeling that... Doesn't London have one from Norway? And is it Germany that has that other one?
Well, I don't know. It could be many countries that get them. I don't have a clue.
I put Norway / Germany.
You can only pick one.
I'll come back to that one and have a think. While I'm thinking, it might pop back into my head.
Because otherwise you can have multiple questions and answers, and that's just cheating. Question five. What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver?
Metal, I know that. Tinsel. Easy.
Question six. Who played Scrooge in the Muppet Christmas Carol?
Who played Scrooge? Oh, it's the old guy that I love. What's his name?
I'm not telling you.
Why can't I? I'm bad at names.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you. Otherwise, Duncan will definitely lose.
I absolutely love him. He still acts now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was in that film that we literally watched.
I think
he
does. I don't know if he's retired or not.
No, he's old, but he's still alive. So he's acting.
Yeah, don't discriminate against the elderly.
No, I just told him he's acting.
She doesn't know his name.
I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
I can't remember his name.
So what are you going to write, old man?
Yeah. Grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man. Yeah, that's Scrooge.
Yeah.
He's not always grumpy. Number 7.
Yeah.
You're only meant to blow the bloody doors off. Number 7. According to the folklore of Austria, what horned figure punishes naughty children at Christmas time?
Oh, I know this. This was in that movie that I watched that you didn't watch with me. Oh my God. What is it? Cumbug. No. What?
Cumbug?
No.
Cumbug? Sorry, I hope you heard that, listeners. Mary says that the naughty Christmas time person is called Cumbug. Watch out for Cumbug. I wonder how he punishes you.
Cruncher. I know it. Well, I can't remember the word. It's like K... Krampus. I think it is.
He sounds delicious. He sounds like a nice crumpet.
Gone.
Question 8.
Yes.
In which modern day country was Saint Nicholas born?
Saint Nicholas?
Yeah.
Modern day country. I was at Italy.
She's going Italy.
Is that a modern day country? Let's carry on.
I can't say anything, Mary. Question 9.
Yep.
Donald Trump.
Home Alone.
Makes a cameo appearance in which Christmas film?
Home Alone.
102.
One, obviously. No, it's not. It's actually 2. Idiot. You're
calling me an idiot or yourself an idiot?
I'm calling myself an idiot.
See, this is abuse I get. Question 10.
I was talking about myself.
In Christmas Carol, yeah. The 12 days of Christmas,
yeah.
What gift is offered on the 7th day?
7 songs of swimming.
Fucking hell. Jesus, you really do love Christmas.
If anyone got that wrong, that's because they're silly. Did Dunk and Joe get that wrong?
I don't know about Joe. Dunk definitely got it wrong. I think.
Oh my God.
I think he said something. I can't remember what he said. Was it swans? I don't know. He didn't get it right. Geese? I don't know.
6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah. All right. Question number 11.
Yeah.
Name the YouTube personality. I don't think you'll get this. Who won 5 consecutive UK Christmas number one since 2018.
Since 2018?
Yep.
What's that guy with the sausage roll? Is that him?
Yeah, I don't know his name. I can't tell you.
It's the man and the lady.
They're a YouTube personality.
Oh, is it Uni Lad or some of those silly things? Isn't that what it's called? No, what's the man called? He's the Greggs guy.
You call him the Greggs guy if you want to.
But it won't be right because it's not.
Well, do you know the name?
I'm trying to think. I love watching him and his wife.
Do you?
It's the same one that I'm thinking of.
Well, you can't love them that much. You don't remember their name.
No, the lady reminds me of Amanda.
Okay.
Because she's got Amanda's personality.
Okay, loud.
And the guy is really tall and really funny. Oh, but his name, Mark, I don't know. Tim? Nah, it's not Tim. Carry on.
Okay.
12.
Question 12. Which Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch?
Eggnog. Milk punch, yeah? Egg. Did you know that originally came from England? Eggnog. And then it went over to America when people went over there.
Who told you that?
I don't know. Christmas trivia quiz I did years ago.
Is it true or is it not?
I'm pretty certain it's true.
Is it just Britain doing what Britain does and rewriting history and claiming it made everything when it just stole it from another country?
I don't think it was a British thing.
Like everything that's in the National History Museum.
Because
we stole from Egypt and every other country.
God, you...
India raided all the jewels.
You're talking a lot and you're not listening to me. Let's move on. You're wasting my 20 minutes.
13. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life...
Yes.
What happened every time a bell rang?
Oh, an angel gets its wings! As if no one knows that.
I don't know if Joe knows it, but Duncan's answer was that they all raised the glass and said, hooray, or something like
oh
that.
Oh my God, really? These boys need to get some education on Christmas.
We hate Christmas, so you know.
Oh, I take that personally. That hurt me deeply.
Question 14.
Yes?
I don't think you'll get this. What's the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas, the main villain, the myth. Not the mayor.
Duncan and Joe both got this right.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
They might not know anything about A Wonderful Life, but they know the villain in Nightmare Before Christmas.
So one was the mayor, and then one was...
There's only one villain. The main villain.
The mayor wasn't a villain. He was the mayor.
It's that little old lady thing, isn't it? The witches, I don't know. The witch. I can't think. I can picture her, but I can't think of what her name was. She's the one that had the worms coming out of her eyes, isn't it?
I'm not telling you anything. Oh, that's no, not how I've quizzes noticed. Work, Barry.
I prefer a quiz on a team.
What, we're
the chit chat.
Well, next year we'll do it as a team on Skype.
Oh, yeah. Duncan and Joe versus me and you, and I think we'll definitely win. Those two have got no hope.
Well, someone needs to be the host, so usually I'm the host. So you might need another partner.
I have to think about that.
Okay, we'll have to think of someone to be on the podcast with you. Question 15. In which popular American TV series does the idea of Chrismukkah originate?
What?
Chrismukkah. Hanukkah and Christmas put together.
Oh, and what did you say?
What American TV series?
Isn't that Friends? I thought it was Friends, but I've also heard it in a kid's book. I've gone for Friends because I can't remember. Did you say popular US?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Friends.
Have you wrote it down?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, number 16. Which royal first delivered the royal Christmas message?
Over the radio, whatever it was used to called. Sure. And that was the Queen's dad, but what was his name? King... We had it last night. King George? What's the Queen's dad name? King George. King George the First, isn't it, I have to put? Is he the second?
If it was the first, that was a very, 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 okay. very, very, very long time ago.
Okay, it's not the first. Then what was it? King George the Fifth? What was the Queen's dad? I can't remember the number under him. Third. Let's do the third. Is it that long ago, the third? King George, I'm going to say Queen's dad. I can put Queen's dad.
Okay.
King George, the Queen's dad.
Let's see if Dunk and Joe dispute that.
Well, they can't.
They might.
They won't.
There was a reward originally. If anyone got 10 out of 25, I was going to send them a Christmas present. Unfortunately, Duncan only got 7 and Joe only got 7.
So I might get a Christmas present.
You've already had loads of Christmas presents.
Well, why did you tell me that then?
You told me you didn't want any more Christmas presents.
No, you did get me a lot of Christmas presents.
So, you know, I default that.
I can have New Year's present, though.
Fuck off.
Abuse I get.
17. What does Noel mean in Latin?
Oh, I do know this
Come on,
one.
Catholic girl. Spout your Catholic school knowledge. They love a bit of Latin in Catholic.
Yeah, Catholicism.
It wasn't very funny. They love it. You did Latin in year 7?
Yeah, I did.
That's fucking weird.
Went to an all-girls Catholic
That's
school.
Fucking weird. Latin's a dead language. How are you doing it in school? How did they get away with teaching that in a school?
What do you mean?
Ofsted should be going, this language is dead. There's no point using this language.
Do you hear yourself?
I do. Yeah, it's a dead language.
No, people always look up dead languages and learn dead languages.
What does Noel mean in Latin, Mary?
I can't remember. Something like blessings or something. I can't remember fully. Blessing, good luck. God bless it. Blessing, let's put blessing. Go for it.
Question number 18. A Roman holiday held between December 17th to the 23rd had an influence on how Christmas was celebrated. Which god did it celebrate? Which god did it celebrate?
Solace. It was the winter solace. Whatever that word is. The what god? Oh. I can't spell solace. It's not coming out right.
Okay. You should have done this quiz with your dad and Kev.
They would be good at it. Is it the Green Kin or someone like that?
Maybe we'll do it tonight when we're walking.
19, come on.
The German Nazi regime replaced Santa Claus with which figure?
I know this one!
The German Nazi regime replaced Santa Claus with which figure?
I'm going to say Hitler. I can't remember.
Question 20. The custom of erecting a Christmas tree originated from which country? You know a lot about erections.
You do.
You erected a lot of Christmas trees.
I love a good sized Christmas tree.
Where did it originate from? Which country? Which country made it?
Which country?
Yep, which country started it? You have a sweet whilst you think of this. You've got 5 minutes left.
You can't chew on it. I'm going to say Norway. I'm sure it's something to do with Norway. Or that sort of direction. Not Sweden.
We've still got to do the answers, Mary.
Come on in, hurry up. 21.
The official record for the tallest snowman is held by the US town of Bethel, Maine. To the nearest 10 foot, how tall was it?
I'm dreadful at feet. Nearest 10 foot, tallest one, 50 foot.
22. In Catalonia...
I thought you meant it's 22 foot.
The Cagatillo, a cheery festive log, is fed treats until it does what?
A tree log.
A tree log is fed treats until it does something.
Splits. Open.
23. Swedes traditionally celebrate Christmas Eve by watching which famous cartoon? Yeah, this came up in conversation over Christmas holidays.
It did, didn't it? And I can't remember. Was it Mickey Mouse?
Go for it.
I don't know. It's not Mickey Mouse. It'll come back to me. Famous cartoon. Carry on.
24. Which pop song has won the Christmas single chart number one twice?
Wasn't it the Wham? Was it this year as well?
I can't say anything.
When was this written, this quiz?
This year.
Before Christmas number
Before
one.
Christmas.
So it won't be Wham.
There, while she touched the answers.
Sorry.
She's still not quite understood the concept of a podcast.
All I Want for Christmas, or what's the other one? What's the Feed the World?
Question 25.
Last one.
The residents of which country are known to enjoy the popular fast food KFC on Christmas Day?
Japan.
Richardland.
Oh, yep, I'm done.
Yeah? Okay, you ready for the answers?
Yeah, what was the cartoon though?
Okay, number one. The astronaut one. Space song.
Jingle Bells.
Correct.
That's 1 point. How do I tick it?
Yep. How do Americans decorate things? How do they get injured?
Decorations.
Yeah, Christmas decorating.
Yeah,
2 points.
I can't find a tick, so I'm starring them.
What was number three again?
Something to do with...
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe
translates
means...
to dung.
Oh, I got that one wrong.
Scotland receives a Christmas tree from which country?
Germany.
It was Norway.
Oh, I put Norway first. Does that count? No.
Nope, because you said Germany
as
your final answer, so it doesn't count.
Egypt.
Which Christmas decoration originated from Elf? Correct. Who was the actor who played Scrooge in Muppet Christmas Carol?
I'm going to say James Corden.
Nope, it was Michael Caine.
Oh, I knew the name now.
Who is the name of the creepy Christmas baddie that comes?
Krampus.
I'll give you it. It's Krampus.
Krampus.
But I will give you it.
Thank you. I knew that.
Where did St. Nicholas originate?
I said Italy, but I want to say Ireland now.
Give me an answer.
Ireland.
Turkey.
Oh, damn.
Which movie did...
Homeland 2.
Correct.
Seven Swans of Swimming.
Correct. Who had the most number ones for consecutive years of Christmas?
Can I say Uni Guy?
Yeah, you can. It's Lad Baby.
Oh, I knew that.
What was that disgusting drink that you said?
Eggnog.
Correct. And what happens in A Wonderful Life?
Angel gets its wings when a bell rings.
And who's the baddie in Nightmare Before Christmas? Run out of time, Mary.
The witch. I can't remember.
Oogie Boogie Man.
Oh, yes.
Where did Christmaka originate?
Christmaka? Friends.
No, the OC. What is wrong with all of you?
I didn't watch the OC.
What king did the first speech?
King George, the Queen's dad, which I think is King George the second, third, or fourth.
It's George the fifth.
Oh, so close. Yeah, I get that one.
What's the next question?
What does the Latin word of Noel mean?
Yep. What did you say?
Blessing.
No, birth. Close.
Oh.
Which was a god that a...
Is it the Green King?
No, Saturn.
Oh, I didn't know that. It was a winter solstice, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's Saturn.
Oh.
Interesting, isn't it? Who did... was the one that the Nazis replaced with Christmas?
I said Hitler, but it's definitely not that.
Nope.
It's...
We're going into extra time, guys. Claws, we're going into extra time. Odin.
Odin, oh no. Oh, I did know that, but I forgot it. Norway was my next answer.
20, the custom of erecting a Christmas tree. Mary says she had the most erection, made the most erections in Norway. It was, in fact, Germany.
Oh, damn.
Germany is where you made the most erections, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologising?
Because I got Germany mixed up with Norway a couple of times now. Germany and Norway, the Christmas tree traditions.
What was the tallest Christmas tree made? Sorry, snowman made?
I said 50 foot and then I put 100 foot.
120 foot.
Oh, still wrong.
What does the lug do?
Split open.
No, it poos gifts of chocolate, of course.
A lot?
Yeah, it poos gifts of chocolate.
Oh my God.
It's like make-believe.
Okay.
Like all of Christmas.
Oh, shut up. No, it's not.
What do the Swedes like to watch as a Christmas tradition on Christmas Eve?
I said Mickey Mouse, but I don't think it's that.
You're not far off.
Scooby-Doo.
No! Donald Duck, you moron! Donald Duck! How did you get Scooby-Doo?
I don't know. I just
thought Donald it was funny. Duck!
Keep going.
What was the Christmas number one twice?
I had no idea for this. Well, I thought Wham.
Everyone gets this wrong.
I always think Feed the World because I did it a number of times with different things, but that I don't think it's actually number one. And I think it... Isn't it going to be something like The White Christmas?
No.
Or Snow is Falling?
No, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
That is not a Christmas
Mama,
song.
Mama!
No.
Just killed a man.
That is not a Christmas song.
I reckon Dunk listened to that on Christmas Day when his mum left him to go spend Christmas.
No, that is a really sad
song. That's why. That's why he listened to that song.
And you keep bringing it back up.
He drank Don't whiskey. Make him keep Scottish whiskey.
Gosh. And I got the last one right.
And masturbated himself to death.
Shut up.
That's why he's not on the pod anymore. He died masturbating himself because his mum spent Christmas without him.
9, 10, poor Duncan. 11.
Duncan, rest RIP, 12. Mate. RIP.
I got 12 correct.
I'm not done yet. There's one more.
Japan. When did
you spend gifts?
I knew that.
Yeah, it is Japan. So how many did you get correct?
12.
12. Mary got 12 correct. Did you hear that, dead Duncan? Duncan in heaven. Or hell. Probably hell. Did you hear that, Duncan?
I could have had more if I stuck to my guns with Norway. That would have been another point.
Yep.
And then if I got the right...
If you had said Donald Duck instead of Scooby-Doo, you would have been all right as well.
I know, but I was a bit messing around.
But you crushed Duncan and Joe.
I know. And I was 20 foot off the snowman. And I did know Unilad. Not Unilad. Lad Baby. Whatever the thing was. That was the one I was trying to remember. I could have done better next year.
Well, there you go. That's 20 and go. Merry Christmas. No, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.